It's not like there isn't already gambling in New Hampshire.
All right, guys, no more bets.
There is. Imagine a high school cafeteria with painted concrete walls and linoleum floors. Then swipe out the lunch tables for blackjack and poker tables, and you've got Rockingham Park, the racetrack-turned-gaming room. Rockingham Park could be replaced by a high-end casino, but only if an expanded gambling bill can get through the legislature to the governor's desk.
I think it makes sense to have a highly regulated, high-end casino.
If the legislature has the political will.
Gambling, I don't have any particular angst against it.
I think we could have two licenses that both go out to a fair bidding process.
The candidates, Maggie Hassan, Ovid LaMontagne, Jackie Silly, and Kevin Smith, all support expanded gambling in one way or another. That's after almost a decade of unsympathetic leadership from Governors John Lynch and Craig Benson. So what's changed? Candidate Kevin Smith says a lot of it has to do with the Massachusetts decision to open three high-end casinos.
The reality is, with Massachusetts putting them in, you're going to have a lot of New Hampshire residents that are going to be gambling down there. And that's money that could be spent right here at the state as opposed to being taken out of state.
The four candidates agree that the revenue should be targeted toward education funding, and the Republican candidates have vowed not to let gaming revenue grow government. Instead, they would use it to offset taxes and transportation costs. Back at the gaming room, Rockingham Park President Ed Callahan peers out over his blackjack tables. He says it was bad enough when Connecticut and Rhode Island expanded their gambling laws. With the Massachusetts casinos even closer by, he risks losing out even more.
In the racing game, Rockingham Park handled about $200 million in 1991. In 1992, we handled $93 million. We lost more than 50% of our business, and two things happened in 1992. Foxwoods opened up, and Rhode Island opened up with slot machines at...
As it stands now, Rockingham Park and other licensed locations in New Hampshire are limited to low-stakes table gaming for local charities. Andrew Dubois and Dennis Levesque are here playing poker on a Thursday night. Dubois says he makes the two-hour drive to Foxwoods all the time. If he could play the kind of high-stakes card games he likes nearby, he would be there in an instant.
Driving all the way down to Foxwoods is a hell of a commute.
That's an extra couple of dollars for a bet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If New Hampshire doesn't keep up, the candidates worry revenue from frequent gamblers like Dubois and Levesque will leave the state forever. But anti-gambling activist Jim Rubens says he thinks the candidates are just courting votes in this heavily populated southern part of the state, where a casino would likely be built. He says they wouldn't really sign a casino bill.
Candidates for governor are campaigning statewide, and they're hearing this incredibly vociferous pocket of pro-casino craziness in the Salem area. And all four candidates are in heavily contested primaries, and you don't want to alienate this vocal pocket.
Rubens is talking about voters like Salem resident Larry Belair, who is at Rockingham Park raising money for the Knights of Columbus.
I've always been a Democrat, tend to lean that way, but I got to tell you, I'm voting for the person who's going to put in the expanded gambling. Either party, makes no difference.
Political analyst Dean Spiliotis doesn't think the candidates are just posturing to court votes. After almost 20 years of persistent lobbying and legislative headbutting, opponents may simply be getting used to the idea. But more than that, Spiliotis says, with higher taxes seemingly off the table, New Hampshire just needs the money.
It just seems like as the conversation has changed nationally and in other states, I think it's changing here as well. And a lot of times, economic conditions really drive that because everybody's looking for new sources of revenue.
So after 20 years of gambling legislation going absolutely nowhere, Spiliotis thinks a casino bill could end up on the governor's desk without a likely veto. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.